Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for September 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
Science is perpetual revision. Its findings often seem to be unstable, provisional, and never more than in the field of paleontology, where, you'd think, discoveries about prehistoric life would have the permanence of the ancient rock that preserves the fossil record. Not at all. Take, for example, the scientific view of the earliest mammals. Evolving more or less along with the dinosaurs, mammals were formerly thought to have had a timid, inconspicuous existence in the shadow of the great reptiles. They were, we were told, plucky little shrew-like mites scurrying around trying to dodge the heavy tread of boxcar-sized lizards. Recent discoveries in China have altered this standard account. Fossils dated to 130 million years ago have been found to be the remains of mammals resembling badgers or wolverines. These creatures, of the genus Repenomammus, were carnivores. They ate small or immature dinosaurs, as evidenced by fossil dinosaur bones found inside one of the fossil mammals. Clearly, the larger members of genus Repenomammus were no pipsqueaks. Here, the science of paleontology, doing its appointed work, has revived science's whole picture of the history of life on Earth. As in so much of our experience, the more we learn, the less we know.
Such an astute observation. Thank you, Castle. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.